Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The Government of the Philippines, through its National Nutrition Council, chaired by the Department of Health, thanks the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations and the World Health Organization for once again renewing the interest and focus on nutrition, building on experiences gained for more than two decades of nutrition action since the first international conference on nutrition. The Philippines, like other countries, is experiencing the double burden of malnutrition, as well as high maternal and child mortality. We recognize the debilitating effects of both under- and overnutrition to individuals, communities, and nations in the immediate present and the far-reaching future. We likewise acknowledge that undernutrition and overnutrition are interrelated, and that addressing undernutrition in the younger years will help prevent overnutrition and associated non-communicable diseases in adulthood. The Philippines is among the countries vulnerable to the effects of disasters and climate change. It has been 1 year since we felt the ravages of Super Typhoon Haiyan, and we continue efforts to rehabilitate and build back better communities. We are thankful for the support of the international community in this regard, as the Philippines strengthens its engagement of international and national stakeholders on disaster risk reduction and mitigation. The health and nutrition of those affected by disasters remain a key goal of the Philippine government, noting that those affected by disasters are among the nutritionally vulnerable, specifically women, infants, and young children. The priorities that we will face on the nutrition, that we will focus on are nutrition interventions addressing the first 1,000 days of life. Also advancing efforts in nutrition in emergencies and developing nutrition-sensitive interventions. We will strengthen mobilization of local government units in the regime of decentralization in including nutrition among their priorities. In 2008, the Philippines began scaling up nutrition action and focused on the 0 to 24-month-old age group as a strategy to address and prevent undernutrition. And for the past 6 to 7 years, we saturated the 7,000 islands of the Philippines with frontline workers who are capable of providing excellent support to mothers and families as they try to adopt optimum infant and young child feeding practices. In the coming years, we will develop and test more effective interventions to ensure that complementary feeding with continued breastfeeding happens at the right time and uses the right mix of foods. We also recognize that nutrition-sensitive policies and programs in agriculture, labor and employment, and social protection are necessary complements to ensure the family's physical and economic access to food in general, and to complementary food in particular. Agriculture plays a critical role in ensuring that food security and that one key solution to our nutritional problem is producing the amount and quality of food required by our people. Thus, incorporation of nutrition objectives into the design of food security policies, plans, and programs is imperative. We concur that family farmers and smallholders should be supported by integrated and multisectoral public policies that raise their productive capacity and incomes and strengthen their resilience. Ladies and gentlemen, in this twin approach of nutrition-specific and nutrition-sensitive interventions, we will continue to uphold the importance of gender-sensitive and culture-specific policies, programs, and projects, especially in communities of indigenous peoples and in geographically isolated disadvantaged areas. We will continue to tap both the traditional mass media and the rapidly evolving social media in mobilizing key action ranging from nutrition-oriented food choices based on the country's food-based nutritional guidelines to nutrition-friendly decisions related to policies and programs. We will continue to work with the private sector, exploring win-win arrangements for partnerships that will uphold good nutrition, promote, protect, and support breastfeeding and children from harmful marketing practices. And we will ensure that all initiatives will include the consciousness of preparedness, response, and rehabilitation in emergency situations. Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, as the global community adopts the sustainable goals for 2025, the Philippines, the 51st country member of the Sun Movement, expresses its solidarity with the rest of the world in embarking on the next leg of our journey to find sustainable solutions to malnutrition. Mindful of the threats, but more so of the growing opportunities presented by the integration of nations and groups of nations, as in the ASEAN integration. In closing, allow me to express the commitment of the Philippines to adapt the recommendations of the Framework for Action as appropriate and to live up to the 2014 Rome Declaration on Nutrition. Thank you very much and good day.